Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Well, I don't have that problem.
Oh, man. Every time you play it, I think it's not going to be bleeped. We're playing the Australian version. It's not going to be bleeped.
Well, thank goodness for the Australian and international feeds to give us all a better look-see at the going on, the proceedings, and the cursing. Oh. You know, a couple of legitimate big bombs from a guy whose entire rap career was, I'm not going to curse. I'm going to be different.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Tyshawn, we need more Will Smith songs. Like, we need a Nightmare on My Street. We need Nobody Can Beat Mike Tyson. You know, we got to get some more stuff going. You played Jiggy With It once.
I'm pretty scared to play his music right now.
Why? Well, then you go, you know, go grab LL Cool J. Do not blank with Mr. Smith.
Hey, Jason, are you related to Will Smith by chance?
Yes, he lives next door to me.
Does he?
But it's the other.
On the other side from J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, that is
a hell of a cul-de-sac right there.
And across the street from me is Will Smith, the Dodgers catcher. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday. Good for him.
Now, we are working on a potential Hollywood guest to come on here and talk about the Will Smith situation coming up a little bit. How about that?
Here, give us behind the scenes. What are these people really like? How tightly wound are they? And when's the next guy going to snap? That's not Fox!
No, I'm working on an actor whose face has been gracing your televisions for the better part of the last 25 years.
John Stamos.
It's not John Stamos!
Now, that would be fantastic.
It's not John Stamos.
Can you sing me a few bars of Lullaby Before You Exit or Kokomo? You can have your choice.
In a place like Kokomo.
Hey, man, he does drums for the Beach Boys now and again when he has time between
in the video.
TV or movie. Yeah, he's working on it.
He was in the video.
Yeah, so Uncle Jesse getting after it.
Hopefully that would... No, he was just... He was Uncle Jesse? Did they call him Uncle Jesse?
Yeah.
Like in the Dukes of Hazzard? Because Dukes of Hazzard is Uncle Jesse. I mean, that's the OG
Uncle Jesse understand.
Is Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes. Denver Pyle. celebrate his whole catalog.
Okay. I want to make sure. Let's get the Uncle Jesse line straight. Well, who the OG Uncle Jesse
is. Wow, he's the OG.
You can't,
now I want an Uncle Jesse t-shirt. Note to self. Find Etsy shop with Uncle Jesse t-shirt. On the front is Denver Pyle. On the back is Stamos. You know what? Damn it, I'll make my own. Will the real Uncle Jesse please stand up? Please stand up.
Cut it out. All right. So working on that.
Now you got cool yay.
We'll see how that goes. Again, Denver Pyle, the original Uncle Jesse, the OG Uncle Jesse. But how about a couple of big quarterback stories today? Again, involving the two quarterbacks we're just waiting for something to happen with. One is Baker Mayfield, who today, head coach Kevin Stefanski, said that, hey, this thing, we really got to have some kind of resolving of this situation coming up soon. Here he is from earlier today.
I think we'll see. I think everybody understands the situation, and we're hoping that there's closure to it at some point.
It's like a breakup. We need closure. We're going to meet and have drinks, and that's probably going to be it. Then I'm going to delete them, not going to be friends with them on Facebook anymore, going to take their phone number out of my phone, all these things. Look, they want their situation resolved soon. You know what it's going to be? Releasing him. You're going to have to cut him because the NFL is telling you what they feel about Baker Mayfield right now. If somebody wanted him, they would have called right away and said, oh, you got Deshaun Watson. Boom. We're going to lowball you for Baker Mayfield, and you have no choice but to do it. That would have happened by now, but it's not because there's no market for him at $18 million for this year. And we've told you, when he gets released and you can bring him in as a backup with a chance to fight for the starting position, whether it's Carolina or Seattle or Pittsburgh, then there's going to be a fight for his services where, hey, we'll sign him for 6 years and with incentive, well, for six years, for $6 million.
Wow.
That's not happening.
I mean, it's like
Mayfield
the.
Got excited for a second.
Like, 6 years? That's the return of the amount of promos we got for Mike White out of one damn good game.
No, once they'll, $5 or $6 million with incentives to get to 10 or 11, then there's a market. But not until then. That's it. There's no market for him on that. I mean it. Release him and bite the bullet. All right, my advice to Mayfield, I know you want to go there and you're full of anger and vitriol. I want to go to Pittsburgh and get back. I want to do all this. I'm telling you, Tampa Bay is the best place for him because if you go to one of these teams, if he goes to Carolina or Seattle or Pittsburgh and can't win the starting job against Trubisky or Darnold, and who's going to want him? I mean, now it's okay, maybe as a backup only, but if he goes to Tampa for a couple of years and stays out of the spotlight and learns what it means to be a quarterback in the NFL and Tom Brady can show him, hey, look, dude, this is kind of how you have to conduct yourself and not always full of being upset and how and pushing yourself and promoting yourself. Sometimes it's about learning how to be a leader and letting your play dictate. He goes and learns from Brady for a year or two. Then suddenly he could get Trubisky. Then he goes to a team where, all right, well, I haven't heard anything from him in a couple of years. Maybe he's got his head on straight and he gets a chance to start in the NFL another time. That's the best outcome for him. But I know he's going to say, no, I want to go and start right away. But if he goes and doesn't beat out the incumbent or somebody he's battling with, then his career as a starter is over. So I think he should take a a couple of years to say, okay, let me take a year, or maybe it's 1 year in Tampa, however long Brady's going to be there for, and then then be able to make that decision in a year, because the NFL will have come back to him by then. And you get good reports out of Tampa. Hey, he's been nothing but a great teammate. He's learning. He looks better in practice. Bruce Arians, what are you seeing from him? That will help him, and that will help his image around the league. That's where he's got to go, but I know he's not. He's gonna say, oh, I want to go. I want to be in Pittsburgh. I want to start. And then he's going to lose a job at Trubisky, and it's going to be, holding the clipboard and we play the Browns twice a year. That's no fun.
Well, that's it. Career rehabilitation. What's it going to be? You got to be quiet. You got to be humbled. And you got to figure out where that next spot is. I mean, for Cleveland, obviously they've already added a third quarterback in Brissett. So you already have the veteran backup and a guy who's shown you he can do some things in his starting career. Not a long-term answer necessarily, but certainly a guy that when you get the inevitable suspension, and anybody that doesn't think that's happening just because there's no criminal charges and indictments and because, you know, this potentially there's the 22 cases gets settled or dismissed altogether. The NFL operates independently of the legal system. They are two different places. And the amount of disdain for what's gone on in the Watson case means that a suspension's coming. So you need to make sure you've got someone in place is the short of it. And for Baker Mayfield, he's got 18.4, whatever that number is, on the books for this year. The cap number, obviously, they're beyond it. And getting him off the books is key. But how long can you keep him around in purgatory? Right? It doesn't help things. Waiting on an injury, waiting on an update, like unless you're finding out that you got a guy, you know, the Garoppolo shoulder, and we'll talk about him more. But, you know, unless somebody suddenly gets hurt by falling in a bathtub, nothing's happening right now to where you're going to have that huge jump. So to try to build the rest of your squad with the draft coming, oh, and still all those players available in free agency, guys who missed the first and second waves, that you can't just sit on your hands. And for Baker Mayfield, you know, career advice, as we are wont to give here on Fox Sports Radio, one of the many hats Jason Smith has taken on in his years here at Fox Sports Radio. That resume is like 92 pages long. It's a book. But it's the idea of you've got to humble yourself. Yeah, Tampa, in theory, it works, except I'd love to know what they think of Kyle Trask in the room. Because he doesn't cost you anything.
No, he doesn't. But
right, and with all that talent that's there, right, he's still on a very cheap rookie deal. Very, very cheap rookie deal. And if you think that he could be the next guy up once Brady is gone, either after this year or next, I don't know why you bring Baker into that situation.
Well, I look at it this way, because if something happens to Brady, is Kyle Trask going to be able to come in this year and save the team and play great? Probably not. Right?
Is Baker going to be able to come in and save the team?
Well, Baker's going to be able to come in and play okay. The guy started the NFL.
But Trask was there last year.
Right? Yeah, he was there, but you have no idea if he's ready for it. Right? This is an era where Trey Lance isn't even, you know, well, I don't know if Trey Lance can start. The guy was taken third overall. Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, and you gave up a lot to get him, but you still don't know.
But that's a risk to say, okay, we've now gone all in again, because Brady is coming back, all right? And Brady's our guy, but let's just say something happens. If we're turning the team over to Kyle Trask, then we could be stud. That could be the end. But could we get Baker? But could Baker Mayfield keep us afloat? If Brady's only out a few weeks, could we win enough games with Baker Mayfield? The guy's won games. The guy's been at least had a modicum of success in the NFL as a starter the last few years. I think you feel a little bit more comfortable for this year if something happens and someone's got to play for a few weeks, if it's Baker Mayfield instead of Kyle Trask.
Yeah,
it's only going to cost you $6 million. I think that's the right call.
But I think it still comes back to the, all right, what am I getting in Baker? And how do I know that he's accepting this? And I don't just mean that, all right, he shows up and he puts on a uniform, right? What's the attitude, you know, and being humbled and all of that process? Because I'm with you. I think Baker's a better quarterback than he's getting credit for. I think folks took the 2021 season, and anybody that didn't like him used it with the axe to grind and really went to work on him. right, in the post of it. And obviously, the word coming out, even though it never crossed his lips to my mind in a public forum, of wanting to go to Indianapolis did not serve him well. But, you know, from all appearances, like, yeah, it was the most situation that most resembled what he just had recency bias and all success in 2020 with. So, yeah, you'd want to go to Indianapolis. It looks a lot like what you have in your current space. But I would just be concerned in a situation like that, that he doesn't quite take to the backup role so well. So if I really need a quarterback, I'll let him come in and battle and see if he can't win against the guy that we're not sure of. But otherwise, just on the bench, I don't know that he's the guy that I necessarily want there.
Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Look, it's got to be somewhere. And when yep. when Jason Light says, oh, you know, we haven't really discussed or talked a lot about it, but they're not closing the door and potentially getting Baker Mayfield, I'm telling you, the fit is there. And look, he just needs to say, hey, I want to come in and do things the right way. I had a lot of things happen. You can rehab your injury and be out of the spotlight for a little while.
No, all of that I agree with. It's the question of the guy.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it's a one-year thing. You bring him in a perfect world, he doesn't play, and Brady plays, but you have the insurance you need if something happens to Tom Brady. And if it doesn't work, okay, it doesn't work. You're paying a backup a couple million dollars a year anyway, so okay, we tried it for 1 year and move on. Like I said, I missed, but when I said a $6 million contract, when I said 6 years, I did not really mean 6 years. I just spent 1 year at six.
No, you're saying Tom Brady is a placeholder for the Baker Mayfield era. That's what you said.
Wow, look at you. You know, Chris Rock, wait to see what I do to you. You want to say stuff like that.
How great a wordsmith am I? And you want, look, man, get in line. I was the bad guy on Saturday because folks can't hear and they get all up in their feels. So I'm all good with it, man. You want to take out any of your angst? Let's go spar a little bit. Let's get after it.
Tonight's show brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. Whoever you root for, whatever sports you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com. Well, straight ahead, the NFL has also told you what they feel about another quarterback that no one's made a move for. We can get into that coming up next right here.
I'm so
Jason
excited.
And Mike. Yeah, it's going to be Tebow.
I love it.
It's funny, T-shirt. That's funny. It's not Tebow. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Bienvenido to my open hand. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth!
You know, here's the thing about that. Had he just done that instead of getting up and hitting Chris Rock, I think it would have been okay. Hey, here's a bad Chris Rock joke. We understand the, you know, the alopecia that Jada Pinkett's been going through. And had he done that, it would have been, whoa, Will Smith is mad and Chris Rock made a bad joke. But the guy went over the top. And he went over the top and he goes and he hits Chris Rock. And it was, what could you possibly be thinking? I mean, I go back to this. When that moment happened last night, the first thing I said, one of the first things I said to Pam was, I said, this is a guy who's one of the biggest box office stars in the world. In the world. He's had a 35-year career so far in music, in television, and movies. He is one of the biggest leading men we have seen in movie history. And he thought, I'm going to get up and punch Chris Rock or hit him because he made a joke about my wife that I didn't like. He thought, knowing full well that the cameras were on and he was at the Oscars and all of this, he thought, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to hit a guy. I mean, that decision, that's what blows me away on this more than anything. That and the fact that he was allowed to stay after he hit Chris Rock, because it's, come on, man, you can't hit a guy and you just get to stay at the Oscars. Someone's got to come and say, hey, sorry, man, but you have to leave. You can't just sit here and watch. Nobody sits there and watches the rest. He gets to give a speech at the end after he hits a guy on stage. He walked up. There was a story after that, you know, Chris Rock declined to press charges. Well, of course, he wasn't going to press charges, but just the fact that he could have, and the Academy said, yeah, sit there for the entire thing. Are you kidding me? This is where you walk up and say, dude, you just hit a guy on stage. You got to come back stage now with us, and if you win, I'm sorry, there's not going to be a speech. I mean, you got to show that there's some kind of repercussions when you act that way. And you know, and we talked about it earlier in the show, it's kind of like the same thing that we have seen with behavior at sporting events in the NBA, when we've seen a lot of fans going at it with players and throwing stuff at players and players yelling back at fans because fans want to just behave however they want to behave because they say, what are you going to do to me? Worst thing you do is kick me out of the game. Okay, whatever. There's no, we've lost that sense of class and respect that normal behavior has been for the past, I don't know, 100 some odd years. And now more and more this has become norm behavior because because maybe it's because of social media part of it. I feel like I can interact with anybody whenever I want to. But, you know, seeing the way that Will Smith just thought, I'm going to go up and hit Chris Rock. You know, it's the same thing as seeing people at games and I can throw stuff at this player because am I really going to go to jail? Or, you know, what are you going to really do? Are you going to do anything to me? There's no repercussions, real repercussions at the end other than just, hey, why don't you be a good person? You know, I don't care about that. If you're not going to do anything to me, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to. And that was part of what I saw last night was Will Smith going, okay, what are you going to do to me? And what they should have done was throw him out. And they let him stay for the rest of the event. And he's laughing, sitting at a table. And it was baffling that this guy gets to stay there when he hits somebody on stage. This is what I mean. People have lost what it means to behave at events because there's no repercussions that really come in for situations like this. Will Smith should have been tossed, and they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Chris Rock got the repercussions for the joke, which wasn't, I don't know, fairly innocuous. And obviously, maybe there's history with that. Obviously, there's previous Oscars. They boycotted an Oscars, and he made jokes then, and people got mad. Maybe it's longstanding beef. Maybe there's something else in the background we're not aware of. I don't know. But in the moment, it was, well, it's a bad joke referencing a 1997 movie. And he's laughing at it, and then 15 seconds later, cut back, and Chris Rock is saying, oh, as Will Smith walks up. It's like, all right, so what happened in that interim? I need the second, you know, the second camera. I need another one. I just went all DJ'd Khaled. Another one.
Another one.
Yeah, so you just have the, all right, I want to see those couple of seconds there of, you know, you could see she wasn't thrilled by it, and Rock probably had some other jokes holstered that he could have gone to, right? Pretty public couple for all these years together. There's plenty of storylines that people have gotten their one-liners off of multiple times. And, hell, we could probably go into late-night television and do a seven-hour mashup that becomes a maxi series on HBO Max at some point here. But for this, yeah, equating it to sports. You know, remember once upon a time, it was a big deal, TMZ and a bunch of websites like that where people would have footage or the paparazzi out and about. Now everybody's got a camera on their phone and they can build their own machine on social media, TikTok, Instagram, etc. They don't need to sell it to TMZ anymore because you know what? TMZ is going to contact them. Hey, can we get limited rights to put it on the site once we posted it, or, you know, even not even doing that and just clip it with the obligatory, hey, this was at this Twitter account, and then they still get the clicks because of the reputation and history. But it's that much of it at this point. Hey, can I get him to respond, right? The guys with Russell Westbrook, I almost said it last week, right? Or just right there where it was going on last week where it was the guy calling him Westbrick until he started walking over. It's like, no, I said Westbrook. And it's like, oh, snap, he came over here, right? Or outside in Toronto where the guy kind of goaded him and got him to come over. You see it all the time. And this one, yeah, comedians, I guess if you're in the sphere of, you know, like in a comedy club. Like I've had guys try to get at and roast me. Problem is I'm as funny as many of the guys that are, you know, on the 10-person lineup. And they're comedian number one or two. I'm just calling it what it is. But I mean, we
Harmon's
do it.
Funnier than that guy.
No, no, no.
That guy brought a puppet and a donkey.
No. Whoa. Hey, now. Wow. You really took a left turn there. No. But it's the point of you and I do 4 hours of improv every night. Right, I do another 4 hours on Sunday mornings with Bucky Brooks, or if he's out, somebody else. If you're out, somebody else, right? That's what we do. So you usually have a response. Well, allow me to retort. And I can do that. Most folks just have to sit there and grin like an idiot as someone eviscerates them and whoever they're sitting with when they decide to do crowd work. I don't. But it's that, you know, normally you don't go back, right? You have your hecklers and you deal with them. And yes, you get into some big places and weird places where you shut the person down. In this case, it's typical. You have 30 to 60 seconds of a couple of jokes about people in the crowd, and then you move on to whatever awards you're announcing. That's been the bit forever, right? And so in this case, it was, all right, joke made. you don't like it, plenty of venues by which to go after Chris Rock afterwards to let him know you didn't like it. Walk up there. Tell him right there. Scream from your seat. Keep your wife's name out your blanket mouth. See him at commercial break because there was going to be one. Instead, he goes up, he hits Chris Rock and is allowed to calmly with his, as someone appropriately called it, go back and watch some footage of Wild Wild West. I know you didn't see that one, but do a Google search on it and look at it and some of the walks he did there. He did his Wild Wild West. Look what I just did in this duel, this, you know, showdown. And now he's walking back to his seat. No security. Nobody does anything. Nobody checks on Chris Rock. He tries to laugh it off, and it's like, all right, what are we doing? Are we still doing an award? What, you know, what's the next thing here? Meanwhile, you know, Will Smith goes back, and then all the footage immediately starts coming out from folks on their cell phones of all these people that ran to console him. Console him? He's the guy that hit the guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that part of it is still just baffling to me. I mean, if you showed me a bunch of Zapruder film of people consoling Jada Pinkett Smith because she was emotionally, you know, affected to a large degree by the joke, which is where her husband should have been, at her side, making sure she was okay, instead of having Denzel and Bradley Cooper and everybody else consoling him after he assaulted a dude on a stage. Like, that, it's incongruous. It's just unconscionable and wrong-headed. And I saw so many people, yeah, and that's what happens when you disrespect your wife. It's like, she's part of this entertainment machine. She's got a talk show where she does this about every story of every other celebrity in the world. Maybe they're more thoughtful discussions and not one-line jokes. I don't know. I don't watch it. But the fact of the matter is, you know, she's fed into the machine, and it was a one-off joke about a G.I. Jane, who, by the way, the whole story is a woman who's a badass getting into special ops.
Yeah, but the whole thing was about the short haircut, because Demi
Moore
turned red for it. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but listen,
but if he legitimately doesn't know about the alopecia,
have had beef before. Yeah, sure. But these guys have had beef before. This is something. These guys have been beefing before. They, you know, they
yeah,
kind of know each
but
other.
But do you think he went into that joke saying, you know how I get her? She's got a condition. Let me make a joke about that.
Oh, no, I'm sure it just got away from him. He just thought he was saying something really smart in the moment. You know, I mean, look.
But again, it's a G.I. Jane joke, so it's a terrible joke to begin with. But if we look at what it's saying, it's like, yeah, you're looking like a badass. And then, no, it becomes this other thing.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Here comes Will Smith.
Just smack the
gonna slap you in the face.
Yeah, but did you... wife's name out your mouth.
Yeah, but did you get see it all synced up with good old JR? By God!
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live Hobo. From the Fox Sports Radio studios. Yeah, the Will Smith situation still front and center. Look, we'll have more on this coming up in about 15 minutes because there's a big there's a big tie-in to sports, to baseball, to basketball, to football that Will Smith and the Oscars has that it's going to kind of surprise a little bit. But
I thought you were going to tie it to WrestleMania.
No.
Unless, here they are settling it in the cage.
Well, what did he say? We're going to settle at the gold party later, right? We're going to settle this at the gold party.
He also
after.
Tried to say it was solved, and then a bunch of folks are like, nope.
I have now officially had it with Julius Randle. I'm done with Julius Randle, and I got to think the Knicks are going to move heaven and earth to trade him in the offseason. All right, now look, it's the Knicks' fault that they gave him all that money, a big contract that kicks in after this year, because they thought he was a one, and he's not. He was a guy that surprised the league last year. He played extremely well the first year under Tom Thibodeau, and this year he has not been the same guy. And he has been pouty and sulky. He's gotten into it with the fans, giving thumbs down to the fans. He has shown that he is disinterested, dispirited, and tonight was the breaking point. The Knicks beat the Bulls tonight, and he was benched for the vast majority of the late third into the fourth quarter. He wasn't playing well. He goes to the bench, puts a towel over his head, and doesn't move, right? The typical sulky star move. Obi Toppin plays pretty well coming in for him, and the Knicks have now won four in a row, right? Hey, great, the season's over. Now the Knicks are winning. He goes back in the game with about 3.5 minutes left to go, and I'm watching the end of the game, and he doesn't try to do anything offensively. Doesn't take a shot in the final 3.5 minutes, just kind of stands around, stands in the corner. Right, so he's coming to the game and he's tanking. He doesn't want to be out there. The game ends. He grabs the rebound off the last shot from the Bulls. He turns to walk away. He flings the ball far down the court. Doesn't shake hands. Walks right into the locker room. I'm done with him. I'm done with his underachieving, and I'm done with his attitude of that something's happened, that he's been wronged. All right, Julius Randle has just not been a good player this year, and he can't deal with it. He dealt with playing great last year, and he signed the big contract, but what happened this year? Now he's sulky and he can't deal with the pressure of being a one, because that's what's happened. What's changed from last year to this year? They've actually gotten more players offensively to take pressure off him. The Knicks didn't have enough offense. Hey, Julius, we're going to help you out, man. We're going to go get Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker. And look, Walker was a disaster, but Fournier's been okay. You still had players that's a little bit better offensively, and you stink. Okay, own it. But instead, he's gone to the point where I don't know the Knicks can bring him back. You can't bring, after this, he's basically been quitting on the team. And so, yeah, in the offseason, I know he's got a lot of money. I got to hope that some team would want him, Lakers. Some team would want to say, okay, we're okay paying him that kind of money, because, well, maybe he'll rediscover who he was, but instead it's going to be one of those deals where we'll take on expiring contracts, we'll waive guys and stretch, and we're going to wind up trading him back to New Orleans, wherever it's going to be, just to get guys to make the trade work money-wise. That's going to be the trade the Knicks have to make, but they're going to have to move on from him. I'm done and want to move on, and I got to think the Knicks are going to do it too.
Yeah, he's at, averaging like 24 a game in the month of March. He had a couple of really big performances that skew that, but it is that curiosity, that inconsistency over the balance of the season, and some moments where he's just been checked out, right? Still on the plus side in that all-important plus-minus column today, but missing a good chunk of the game, and you saw the extra effort, topping off the bench, had another fantastic effort, and Barrett's really come on quite a bit. What, 28 tonight?
He's terrific.
He's a star,
man.
He's become. He's a star.
He's a star.
See, that's what you're doing.
But he's a star. I mean, he's great. He's the one guy you get. They have a lot of depth. They can. Hey, listen, we'll give you Emmanuel quickly if you take Julius Randle. We'll give you somebody else if you take Julius Randle. All right, we'll make the trade happen. Barrett's the only one that has to stay. He's a star. Anybody else can go to bring another star in, but you're going to have to move on from Julius Randle. After tonight, you got to. Yeah.
Well, that becomes the larger question, though. Who's taking on that $30 million a year salary?
Lakers. Like,
yes. I mean, look, it becomes the, all right, we can squeeze something out of the rest of Julius Randle. You have to take Russell Westbrook. Do you want him on your Knicks?
No. I'm not saying
you
we got
to make the contracts.
No, but no, but yeah,
you
right,
got to make
no,
the contracts.
Listen,
you can't have one without the other.
No, this doesn't need to be a two-team trade. This can be a three or four or five.
What, you're gonna dupe some third team to come
sure.
into this mess?
That's how
hey,
it works.
You
hey,
got
Kevin
trash
Costner
you want to move
day.
To?
Kevin Costner called the young GM in Jacksonville. Hey, give me out. Take this 3 second.
Tell you what,
picks.
What are we doing? Blind box bidding now? Hey, I got bad contracts totaling about $30,000 behind door number three here. For the third team into this trade. Look at the mess you're trying to make. You're making
matter.
A mockery of the NBA. How dare you?
Doesn't matter. Makes no difference. Twitter it out about a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. What do Will Smith and the Oscars have to do with baseball, basketball, and football? Next.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.